CJLO News, I'm Danny Obrey. Over 80,000 students across Montreal are on strike Monday, October 6th and Tuesday, October 7th in support of the Palestinian people. The central demand of the strike is a call for Montreal universities to divest from businesses and institutions with ties to Israel. In response to the strike, Concordia has opted to close its downtown campus and cancel all classes on October 7th. McGill, on the other hand, has not canceled classes, but will restrict entry to buildings on its campuses to those with a valid McGill ID. Since October 7th, 2023, the Israeli military has killed over 67,000 Palestinians in the Gaza Strip. At least two people were killed and a dozen others injured within a shooting that took place on Saturday night in downtown Montgomery, Alabama. According to Montgomery police, the shooting occurred at around 11:30 p.m. at the Alabama National Fair. They described the incident as an altercation between two individuals who were shooting each other in the middle of a crowd, harming those around them in the process. Detectives have thus far interviewed several witnesses and have recovered weapons during their investigations. However, the suspects have not yet been identified. Well-known British actress Dame Patricia Routledge passed away last week at her home in Chichester, England. Born in 1929, her career started after she graduated from Bristol Old Vic Theatre School and would star in stage plays such as Little Mary Sunshine, Noises Off, and The Importance of Being Earnest. Routledge also starred in films such as To Sir with Love and Don't Raise the Bridge, Lower the River, but was undeniably best known for portraying the snobby Hyacinth Bouquet in the BBC sitcom Keeping Up Appearances. Throughout her career, she won a Tony Award in 1968 and an Olivier Award in 1988. Patricia Routledge left behind no relatives but was paid tribute by BBC's director of comedy John Petrie and TV screenwriter Roy Clark. She was 96 years old. For more information, go to cjlo.com/news or follow CJLO News on Spotify.
Good afternoon, everybody. You are listening to Brave Little Emo Girl. I am your host, Sonam. You are listening on CJLO 1690 AM, Concordia's one and only radio station. I hope everyone's having a lovely Sunday so far. Today we've got some kind of chiller, more return to form, like twinkly-ish emo stuff for today after a lot of switch-ups last week and the week before. And then we're going to have even more fun things coming with the funding drive. Get it? Pun very much intended. The CJLO funding drive, I'm going to talk a little bit more about that today. I've got some special episodes coming up in the near future, but for now, let's focus on this episode, and we're going to start off with a tune called It's About Caring by Hammer No More the Fingers. I think they're from North Carolina. And after that, we're going to have So I Shotgunned a Beer and Went Back to Bed by Snowing. You know, we'll see where today takes us. I hope everyone is having, a wonderful day. Thank you so much for listening. Let's get right into it. No more delays.
Yeah. Yeah. dive into the ultimate comic haven at Crossover Comics. Unleash your inner geek with the best selection of graphic novels, manga, games like Pokemon and Magic, in-store events, merch, and more. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff have got your back with awesome recommendations for your next read. Score big with a free account. Enjoy comic subscriptions and membership discounts. Be in on the action at 3560 Notre Dame West in St. Henry, right near Metro Lionel Brew. Crossover Comics, sharing your passions since 2012.
Hello, hello, hello. I hope everyone is having a good
horrid,
Sunday.
You ghastly, and I love you true. So here are some presents I'm sending to you.
If you consider yourself a goblin, ghost, or a ghoul, then you should listen to Deadbeats on Fridays from 3 to 4 with your ghost at the most, me, Pretty Dead Boy. I play most things emo and alternative, and I promise it's just to die for.
You're the coolest little monster that ever put the spook on me.
Like Scoob, we're all out of Scooby snacks.
Oh, oh.
Zoinks, what are we gonna do now?
Hello?
CJLO? Like that super swell, Scoob.
Ruby roll.
So sorry about that, everyone. This ad folder sometimes gives me grief. But anyways, you are listening to CJLO 1690 AM. My name is Sonam. This is Brave Little Emo Girl. And what we heard before the break was Where the Heart Is by Sweet Pill. I found this and I was immediately drawn into the album cover. It's like this oil-painted looking cover with like hands that are kind of enveloping a face, and it's very, very cool. Anyways, you know, sometimes you can judge a song by its cover and then you end up liking the song. Wow. And beforehand we had So I Shotgunned a Beer and Went Back to Bed by Snowing. I really love the like lo-fi production, like kind of remind like bedroom screamo kind of stuff, but then this song is like over 5 minutes long, which is lovely, because the one beef I have with like bedroom screamo with like Your Arms Are My Cocoon is that the songs are so short. Why, please? I understand the format of the medium. I understand it as a concept, but still I like longer songs. It's just a preference. And before that we had It's About Caring by Hammer No More the Fingers. Also very nice, very cute album art. And I just like that name. So it's Thanksgiving weekend, and I really hope that everyone here, everyone listening, is having a decent time. I know that like holidays like this can be kind of stressful, kind of like unpleasant in a way. There's a lot of expectations and, you know, like family stress. So like, you know, honor your little 13-year-old self who's like really, really shy and doesn't want to talk to any adults. If you need to, you know, go for a walk with your music in, just take some deep breaths and, you know, be present. But it's also, I like the Thanksgiving part of Thanksgiving and like the gratitude aspect. So, you know, while you're listening to this episode today, think of some things you're grateful for. Practice everyday gratitude. It's a really nice habit to get into. Some things that I'm grateful for. I got a lot. I had an amazing pasta dinner yesterday at a restaurant. I'm so grateful that I've got a community of people, and like I went out with my friends and it was so nice. You know, we all had dinner together. So grateful I get to do that. I'm so grateful that today my friends are going to let me use their washing machine so that I don't have to pay $7 to do a load. I'm so grateful for that. I'm so grateful to be in the city and at the school and involved with the radio station. Speaking of involved, this month we've got our funding drive coming up from October 24th to November 8th. We've got a lot of fun events going on, and the proceeds of which are going to go back into the station to provide resources and supplies that keep the station running. One thing that we're going to be doing is part of that money that we're fundraising is going to go toward hiring a Concordia student at the station, you know, having that job opportunity. It's a really big way that, you know, the station is a pillar of the community, of the Concordia community, of the Montreal music community, of the NDG community. And when you donate, that allows us to better ourselves and maintain the station, maintain the quality of the operation, and also give back to the community. So if you're looking to donate, if you're interested, you can go on the CJLO website and there's a big donate to CJLO button. And I want you to click that. There's a couple ways you can donate. There's some that are, there's a way, now this gets into like links and stuff, which I'm not, you know, not the best at, but there's a couple ways. There's a way you can donate for, I believe, like tax purposes has something to do with that. But the other way you can donate it also is also you can donate to enter yourself into a raffle for some merch packages. And let me tell you, we got some really, really sweet new merch coming for this funding drive. And, you know, another way you can support is by going to the events. On October 24th, we have a punk show happening at La Souterraine, and it's going to be really awesome. And also, there's a zine with every ticket. You can buy tickets now to the show. Should be in the link. Like, it'll be on the website or in the CJLO Instagram bio. Anyways, just needed to plug that. I'm going to be doing some special things too for the funding drive later this month. A couple really special episodes that I'm really excited for. I may or may not be collabing with another DJ on like at the station. I may or may not also have some guests coming in to do a gothically inclined episode around Halloween. May or may not, cannot confirm nor deny. You'll just have to stay tuned, stay up to date with the CJLO funding drive. And, you know, whatever you do too, if you're just listening to the show, just supporting the station in any way every day, we appreciate it. And I love you. Thank you for listening from the bottom of my heart. All right, let's continue. So next up, we've got Racing Gloves by Plumtree. Iconic Canadian band. Scott Pilgrim, anyone? Come on now. We've also got You're Unbelievable by Prom Night Massacre. Also Canadian. Very new. Very fun. I really enjoyed. Like, this is a really fun song that I'm excited to share. And after that, we've got More Proof by Tawny Peaks. I've got to listen to this album that this song's off of because it's really good. It's very beautiful. So, without further ado, let me stop my yapping and let's get to enjoying some lovely, lovely tunes. listening to CJLO 1690 AM. My name is Sonam. This is Brave Little Emo Girl. And we just heard More Proof by Tawny Peaks. Wow. What a very, very cool song. Those harmonies. Oh, that was delicious. And before that, we had You're Unbelievable by Prom Night Massacre. They're based out of Toronto. And I just love the fun, like, electronic components of songs like that. And it was such a just like a sweet, lovely song. And before that, we had Racing Gloves by Plumtree. You know who they are. Coming up next, we've got Borrowed Time by Spirit Desire. They're based out of the interior of BC, I think. And this is relatively new. I'm counting it as new. It was put out in July, but that's technically new. So, you know, it was from a season ago. It's still new. I'm counting it as new. Anyways, after that, we're going to have Crutch by Pinback. Love some Pinback. They're so fall. I've tried to incorporate a few, like, very fall songs for me, very fall bands, this playlist, because, oh, it's so perfect out. I'm obsessed. I'm a fall stan, if you will. After that, we've got the new Clay Pigeon song with Never Better called Hourglass Movie. Clay Pigeon just played a show at, oh my gosh, Tiny Fest. No? Yes, Tiny Fest. Sorry, there's so many fests. There's Tiny Fest, Something Fest, Expo 88, all the things. Speaking of Expo 88, I just saw a show at Maison on Friday night, and it was really lovely. I love that place. Always plug. Shout out Maison. And after that, I'm excited about this song. We've got a J-Mascus live song, acoustic Dinosaur Jr. Thumb. That's the song. Thumb, live from CBGB's. I don't think I've played a live recording on the station here, but I am a sucker for those. I love them. As long as it's like mixed fine. You know, a whole live album thing. Anyways, some live J-Mascus, because Dinosaur Jr., they're just so fall for me. Very nostalgic to, like, late high school. And yeah, J-Mascus also has some really banger covers on YouTube. He did a cover of, a Mazzy Star song. I'm not sure which one. And then he also did a cover of Motion Sickness by Phoebe Bridgers. And it's so good. Yeah, and then we'll have a couple songs after that, and that'll be the end of the episode. But in the meantime, here is Borrowed Time by Spirit Desire. We'll be right back.
Hey, do you love movies? Discover the best of art house cinema in three theaters all across the city. That is Cinéma Musée, Du Parc, and Beaubien. Students only pay $11 per ticket, all day, every day. See you at the movies!
Ashes to Ashes is your home for modern pop in all of its forms, whether it be synth pop, hyper pop, ambient pop, or anything else ending in pop. Along with Bops, the show features interviews and performances from an always growing list of emerging and established pop artists from both the local Montreal music scene and abroad. So tune in at 7 p.m. every Tuesday on CJLO 1690 AM and CJLO.com.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Brave Little Emo Girl. My name is Sonam, and we just heard Hourglass Movie, the new single by Clay Pigeon and Never Better. Clay Pigeon, local Montreal darling, I'll say. Yeah, that was very, very lovely. A little bit more poppy than what I usually play, a little bit more chill. But you know what? I'm feeling chill today, feeling grateful and blessed and happy it's fall. And that the sun is still out, that's really nice. Anyways, before that we had Crutch by Pinback. I love this first Pinback album dearly. I haven't listened to the rest of their discography really because I'm a fake fan and everything, but that's okay. Yeah, very, very fall. Before that we had Borrowed Time by Spirit Desire, band from BC. That was awesome. Love the build in that. This is going to be the last segment for today's episode. Up next, we've got Thumb live from CBGB's, Jay Maskus, Dinosaur Jr. After that, we've got, okay, I think it's Nine by Maria. It's in Roman numerals. I was thinking about how bad I am at like Roman numerals. Anyways, Nine by Maria, I believe they're from Alberta. Or Manitoba, mayhaps. Anyways, Canadian Screamo. And to close off the episode, we've got the new Oso single, Bad News. It's very chill, a little bit sad. But you know what? This is Brave Little Emo Girl for a reason. I'm not just going to be playing happy, twinkly bops. No, going to get emo. But you know what? It's okay. Let it out, guys. Let it out. Thank you so much for listening. I love you. Don't forget to check out my Instagram page at Brave Little Emo Girl if you want to send me some song recommendations or just chat, or if you're interested in donating to the funding drive. I'm going to be making some artwork for anyone who donates any amount. Please stay tuned. I'll make a post. You can also go check out more details about donating in the funding drive on the CJLO website. Okay, I want to play the rest of these songs. I'm going to run out of time. I love you. Bye. Thank you so much for listening on CJLO 1690 AM. Thank you.
Thank you. Josh Martinez reporting live.